Sit comfortably. Take our attention to our facial muscles and see that all the facial muscles are relaxed. Neck and shoulder muscles are relaxed. Upper arms, lower arms, palms and fingers are relaxed. Chest and upper back are relaxed. Stomach region, lower back, sides are relaxed. Thighs are relaxed. Knees, calves, feet and toes are relaxed. take a few deep breaths. Incoming breath, my body is more relaxed. With every outgoing breath, the tension in the muscles I release. Every breath I take is of Vayu, the air. My prana and the air outside seem to work in unison. As I inhale, the air doesn't resist. It comes into me. As I exhale, it leaves to come back again and again and again. There is deep intelligence in the process of breathing. As a person, I did not create this process. As I breathe in, I appreciate the intelligence of this process. muscles of the body don't know how to relax and be tensed at the same time. Tension and relaxation do not coexist. When the body is relaxed, when the muscles are relaxed, there is no tension in the muscles. This is the intelligence of our nervous system. The muscles didn't walk to university to study how to function. Capacity of the mind to move from thought to thought to thought I do not create. Glory, that is the mind, has been given to me. I appreciate this fact. The people in my life are there for a reason. They are here, I am here because of karma. I appreciate this fact. I am related to these significant people in my life. I have discovered a lot about myself in relation to all these significant people. I appreciate this fact. I see this fact clearly. In relating to them, these significant people, I have contributed to their life, they have contributed to my life. I appreciate this fact. Much of my fulfillment has come from relating to these significant people. I appreciate this fact. Some of my sorrow has also come from relating to these significant people. I see this fact. We are not trying to approve or forgive people in our lives. We are only seeing what is. In all that I have managed to do in life, I see the play of Shakti, power. all that was done from walking onwards, talking onwards, growing up to be an adult, functioning as an adult, relating to others, achieving things. I see that I have used the power given to me. I see this fact clearly. I appreciate myself. There may be some regrets, some guilt with respect to certain things that I did or did not do. I recognize that. I also recognize that I have the power to change things. I have the Shakti to change my perspective, my behavior, my thoughts, my emotions, some of my situations. I have the capacity, the power to change. I appreciate this. I hear, but I can't do this. I appreciate. I accept. That I might resist certain facts about myself. In all the Shakti that I have used in my life, I did not create it. It was given to me. Thank you. capacity to take on a role is given to me the capacity to drop a role when I am related to 3-4 people at the same time is also given to me. If I can pick up and drop the role, whichever role, is the role really me? Somebody has to be there to pick up and drop the role in relating to people. The difficulties of the role, do they belong to me? Do they belong to the relationship? Do they belong to God? To whom? The joys of the role, the fulfillment I derive from it, who does it belong to? Does it belong to that person, to me, to something else? That I can drop all roles when I go to sleep means that I am not the role. If I was the role, that particular relationship, then it would be there 24/7. But in sleep, I play no role at all. I see that I am a distinct person with a lot of power, with a lot of shakti, who is related to people and therefore has roles. I appreciate this fact. Of course, I play the role, and I play it well. I bring in Kaushala. I bring in effectiveness in line with Dharma. While I play the role, while the role might be me, I am not only that role. I am related to other people and have other roles. It is I, that person with a lot of Shakti, power, strength, capacity to change, who fills up, who gives meaning, who gives reality to all the roles. I appreciate this fact. I see the intelligence that is operating as I relate to the different people in my life. There are patterns, there are situations, there's a background that I have, that the other person has. I may not know the details, but I know that this is functioning according to some principles, the relating and the not relating, the joy, the sorrow, all of it. It is like standing on the banks of the Ganga. The different people in my life, they are all coming in different boats. One by one, childhood onwards, some of them come and spend time with me. Some of them spend some time and move on in the river of life. there is much warmth that is exchanged. There is much learning that is gained. I wish them well because they have all contributed to me as a person. One by one, they are all coming in different boats. And the boats are moving along the river, this river of life. With some I have traveled a certain distance. Either they have gone ahead or I have gone ahead and they have chosen to stop at the banks. There are some people in the boats that are closer to where I am standing. The other boats move along. I invite some of them to come to the banks. Some may want to be with me. Some may not want to be with me because they have other things to do. I appreciate this fact. I too have traveled a long journey and as I take some respite in seeing the roles, in seeing the people who have made a difference in my life, I am happy. As I stand on Gangaji's banks, I see the glory of all that has been given to me. Every person in my life has been there for a reason. I appreciate this fact. While some people may go away from my life, the learning they give me remains with me. The warmth given to me remains. The sorrow, if at all, remains until I do something about it. In this river of life, I appreciate that I have done well. I have done well for myself. I've done the best I could. I celebrate myself, and I don't need my birthday only for that. Every single day is a celebration that I am still here. Capacities that were given to me, much of it is still there. I can still shape and mold my life in the way that I want to, I need to, in the way that I can. What a glory! My glory, my intelligence, my objectivity, my power is all a part of the total power, intelligence, strength of Bhagavan. I appreciate this fact. In what I do, whether I know it or not, I am relating to Bhagavan. I may be relating to another person. That person is a manifestation of Bhagavan. this body mind, what I take to be me, what is given to me, is a manifestation of Bhagavan. This whole life, which can be likened to the river of life, is a manifestation of Bhagavan. It is a sacred life. I appreciate, I honor, and celebrate this sacred life. I honor, appreciate, and celebrate me. I take a few deep breaths. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Rub my hands and rub my eyes. And open my eyes whenever I'm ready.